It's the ultimate irony of eco-tourism, how easy it is to love a place to death. The marine environments that attract whales, seals, and seabirds are a magnet for nature lovers, yet they are fragile places, and the mere presence of too many humans can drive the whales and other creatures away. That's been the dilemma for marine advocates working to preserve Race Rocks, a tiny outcrop of islands teeming with marine life, located just off the southernmost tip of Vancouver Island. But this week, they received unprecedented support. Canada's Minister of Fisheries and Oceans, Herb Dhaliwal, declared Race Rocks the country's first national marine protected area. Dhaliwal's announcement was carried live on the internet on Race Rocks' very own website, racerocks.com. The website is a virtual ecotourism and research center, and as Laureen Pindera reports, it's a place where people can learn more about an ecosystem teeming with life without ever setting foot there.
Race Rocks, it's second nature, it's second nature, come in.
Biologist Gary Fletcher steers his boat into the Strait of Juan de Fuca towards a lighthouse perched on a patch of barren-looking rocks a kilometer offshore. The wind is brisk. You can see the whitecaps out on the strait. There's not much activity except for one boat, a whale watcher, off to our port side.
Nobody has life jackets on anyway.
Fletcher maneuvers the boat through a narrow channel and pulls up to the jetty. You can hear a California seal honking out on the rocks just west of us, a few dozen meters away. The pigeon guillemots squatting on the dock scatter as we clamber up.
And little red feet, beautiful little red feet, when they fly, you see.
Carol Slater and her husband Mike come down to greet us. They were the last of the lighthouse keepers at Race Rocks. The federal government decommissioned the station here in 1997, installing automated equipment in the 140-year-old stone tower. The Slaters have stayed on, their salaries paid for the time being by a private donor. Race Rocks has been declared a protected marine reserve, one of just five in Canada. The Slaters are here to keep a human presence on the island, to keep intruders off. Just how necessary that job is becomes clear within minutes of our visit. Mike Slater points overhead as a small plane buzzes the lighthouse, swooping down for a close look at the seals.
Yeah, that's illegal as all hell. They were good for a long time, but now they're back at it, lower than the tower.
Carol Slater says the planes make the seals and sea lions nervous.
The animals will all kind of like stampede into the water. And that's a concern. We have them sometimes, so they get caught on the rocks and they'll open up their chests and, you know, it causes damage. Those rocks are quite rough, sharp.
The planes are a nuisance. The whale watching boats are an even greater threat. It's not unusual for 13 or 14 boats to be idling their motors the requisite 100 meters out, scanning the channel for orcas. But Carol says while pods of 20, even 25 orcas used to routinely use Race Rocks as their feeding ground, that's now a rare event.
They used to spend a lot of time in here feeding in a large group. And my theory is that the noise underwater of all the different pitch of engines and that sort of thing, that noise pollution down there is disturbing them to the point where now they're breaking up in very small groups across the straits here and feeding that way.
Carol's main preoccupation at the time of my visit is the seagulls. She knows every nest and watches at first light when an eagle routinely drops by.
Of course, that causes a great cacophony of sounds over here with the birds. Sometimes the gulls and the oyster catchers will get on his tail and chase him way over to North Rocks. Yeah, there's quite a racket, and then it all settles down.
You can see that on the cameras. They go, everything rises at once. A lot of noise, but they'll be back within less than a minute. They'll be back to the nest.
The cameras Gary Fletcher refers to are the three Sony video cams set up in the lighthouse tower and elsewhere out on the rocks to record the comings and goings on Race Rocks 24 hours a day. That means over your morning coffee in your bathrobe from Toronto, St. John's, or Flin Flon, you can watch and listen to the sea lions and the gulls at racerocks.com. One of the cameras is robotically controlled. With a click of your mouse, you can zoom in on the colony of sea lions and see what all the fuss is about. A fourth camera has begun doing routine underwater live webcasts, a first for wireless technology. It reveals to landlubbers Race Rock's best-kept secret. The vast array of sea stars, urchins, anemones, and other colorful invertebrates that thrive here, feasting on the rich nutrients carried in on the currents and cross currents.
Broadcasting from a spot like this is very difficult. It's pushing the limits of technology, and probably a year and a half ago you couldn't do it. So it's that recent. Where we walked by at the docks down there, we're installing conduit now to take wires down underwater. In order to be able to get underwater feed from eventually cameras, but also from all the other sensors, environmental sensors you can put there.
Most of the technology and the high-tech help is donated. Fletcher says for companies like Apple, LGS, or TELUS, it's exciting to see their equipment used in ways it's never been used before. With the added knowledge, they're furthering marine research and increasing environmental awareness.
Keep in mind the whole point of this is not just to see the images of the sea lions and the seagulls and whatnot, but to actually have the whole ecosystem modeled here.
For Fletcher, providing this window on a unique piece of wilderness may help teach people why they should care about this place and others like it, and why they should stay away.
There are many areas in the world where it would be nice to be able to look in on them, but you know that your presence there is going to simply trash what you came to see. And we could have a whole network of these all over the world. Where you can click in on how does the environmental factor of swell or tides affect intertidal zones. Well, here it is in the Strait of Juan de Fuca. Here it is off the coast of Brazil. Here it is in the Galapagos Islands, wherever you want to go.
Already, the site has caught the attention of a lot of people. A biology teacher in Australia wants to have his students use the site and do similar ecological testing of a site in the South Pacific. Of course, the idea could backfire, enticing more ecotourists once they've had the virtual experience of whale and seal and bird watching online. Fletcher prefers to be optimistic.
There's no reason that this can't be here in 100 years the same way it is today. And if it isn't, we've been irresponsible. Hopefully by making people aware of what's going on here, by making them value it. I mean, if we value the environmental things that are going, that we think are so important in the world, we have to realize that other human values may have to be compromised. Sometimes we can't build our house where we want to. We can't be so consuming as we want. We can't throw our waste where it's easiest or most expedient. Sometimes there's a cost to pay.
At Race Rocks on the Strait of Juan de Fuca, I'm Laureen Pindera.